So the Mishnah Berurah begins in Hilchos Muksa Simin Shin Ches with a very, very important Akdama. So tonight, what we're going to be doing is going to be a Hakdama to Hilchos Muksa. We're really not going to throw ourselves in to a lot of practical examples, even though the goal of our shir is eventually to get to halacha lemaisa, lemaisa, lemaisa. I don't know how many times I could say the word lemaisa, but nevertheless, we do need to go through some of the basic principles. And Kedarko b'kodesh, the Chafetz Chaim, Marana Chafetz Chaim, his writing is so beautiful. So let's start. Hidem hine, simin shin ches da hakdama. Kodem shinevar simin ze aktim psicha ktana. Before we begin the halachos, we need an introduction. Hine iser tiltul muktzah shegodru chazal. So the way the Chafetz Chaim decides to introduce Hilchos Muktzah is through the lashon of the Rambam, which there is a lot to say about how the Rambam describes Hilchos Muktzah. Kasa Rambam perichav dald v'zeh lashono. Asru chacham letaltul miktzas dvarim b'shabbos kederuch shu osa b'chol. It's prohibited for a person to move items on Shabbos. By the way, let's be medayik, the word is letaltel, to move the item. Notice, the Rambam doesn't say lingoa, doesn't talk about touching. He says letaltel, to move the item. Move items the way you move during the week. Umipnei ma nogu b'isser zeh, writes the Rambam. Where does this isser come from? Amru, they said, uma im hiziru nevim, v'tzivui shelo yehi hiluchach b'Shabbos ki hiluchach b'chol. The Nevi'im commanded us that the way we walk on Shabbos, Im Toshuv Shabbos Raglecha, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, the way we walk on Shabbos should be different than the way we walk during the week. V'lo Sichas HaShabbos Kisichas V'chol. Yes, it's found in the Mishnah Berurah, not only here, that you're supposed to speak Lashon Kodesh on Shabbos, you're supposed to speak differently on Shabbos. It's interesting, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, I mentioned Talmudim in the past, used to speak Lashon Kodesh on Shabbos before there was a concept of Ivrit. He spoke Lashon Kodesh in Volozhin on Shabbos. That's the legend that I heard. However, when someone used to ask him a shaila, he would answer in Yiddish to make sure that he understood the question, he was clear, and so on. So certainly, the things that we move around on Shabbos should be in a manner that's different in order not to turn Shabbos into a weekday. And according to the Din D'oraisa, continues the Rambam, Simin Shin Ches, a person will be able to pick items up and move them around, mipino lipino mibayis lebayis, olatznia dvar mukiyotze b'hem. So people will end up doing things that technically don't fall into the category of Ben Narsh is doing the 39 malachos. So people will, if they don't learn Hilchos Muktzah, so they'll keep all the 39 malachos, but they're going to end up moving items. Sharei batul v'yoshev v'beisa v'yavakish dover shi'isasek bo. And they're going to look for things to do. V'nimtza shelo shavas, and it'll turn out that they won't, that they will not have fulfill the essence of what Shabbos is. By the way, this is a very, very important point, and that is the Isser of Muktzah is supposed to direct us to a point in which we experience Shabbos in an appropriate fashion. Maybe at the end of the Shir, we'll get back to that. In other words, the Rambam says, by the way, the problem is, where does it say this in the Gemara? That's what the Ravid's going to ask on the Rambam. Where does it say this in the Gemara? There seems to be no Gemara that says this. But the Rambam says that if a person is going to keep the 39 malachos, but he's not going to keep muktzah, so then in such a case, what's going to happen is he's going to have nothing to do, and he'll end up being Mesiach Das from Kedusha Shabbos. You don't have to go to Chassidus Yisvarim to see the Omik and the Yofi of Kedusha Shabbos. The Rambam is setting the seed for the Yisaidus that we have in Chassidus of Kedusha Shabbos. In other words, the essence of Shabbos is a person is supposed to be focused on Kedusha Shabbos for 25 hours. 39 malachos are not enough. Chazal came along, and Chazal said that we also don't want people who have nothing else to do to be moving things around. V'nimtza shelo shavas. And it's going to turn out that he's not going to rest. And he's going to end up being oiker the tam leman yinuach. We could build adone adonim based on this in machshava as well.
Va'oid.
Continues the Rambam, and there's another reason for the Isser Tiltal. Kishi yivaker v'yitaltal kelim shemalachtan li'isser, efshar shi'isasek be'ma'at v'yovel l'day malach. Another concern is that if you're going to move items that are referred to as kli shemalachtan li'isser, you'll come to do malacha on Shabbos. This, of course, sounds familiar to many of you. This is the category of kli shemalachtan li'isser, an item that's used li'isser. So that's reason number two. You can't move a kli shemalachtan li'isser because a hammer, you can't move on Shabbos because you might come to build on Shabbos. Va'oid, and a third reason. Mipnei shemikzas ha'om einon bali umnius, elo betelim kol yimehem. Says the Rambam almost in the opposite direction. There are some people who don't work at all during the week. Kegon hatayolin v'yoshvei kronios. Shekol yimehem hev shavsim mimalacha. They're not doing anything. V'im yeh muter lahalich l'dabar l'taltal kashara yomim. And if they're going to be allowed to act on Shabbos by walking and talking and moving things like they do on the rest of the week, mimtzah shelo shavah shvisa nikeres. The Rambam introduces this third idea of shvisas hanikeres. It needs to be obvious that you're being shavis. V'fichach shvisa b'dvarim elu hi shvisa shav l'chol adam. And that's why we have the Yisur of Tiltal, a third reason, that it needs to be a different type of day for that individual. And therefore, Chazal prohibited moving items except for kelim that one actually needs. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says there's a fourth reason. So let's just review the reasons in the Rambam. The first reason the Rambam says is that a person, if he's going to be metaltal, will not fulfill l'man yanuach. That's reason number one. Reason number two is that he'll come to do malacha. And reason number three, the Rambam gives, is that there's some people it won't be a shvisa hanikeres. Yes, Aaron?
The Rambam used lashon chachamim, asur chachamim, but if
beautiful. Gevaldik kasha. The Achronim ask Aaron's kasha. Tzarichiyun number one is that the Rambam said, start off these halachas, asru chachamim letaltal. It's an isur midrabbanan. Yet, the Rambam concludes the first reason as being a din daraisa. Shenemar leman yanuach. It's a famous kasha and a strong kasha. Bezer Hashem, we're going to address that, I hope, head on. Now, the Ravid is not as kind as the way the Chafetz Chaim presents him. The Ravid is actually sharp with the Rambam, and he says all of the Rambam's reasons, really, he's not familiar with from the Gemara. He's familiar with a fourth reason. For Ravid Nosantam, the Mishnah Berurah says the Ravid just gives a fourth reason. For Ravid Nosantam, and the Ravid gives a fourth reason, which is found in the Gemara, Shuhu Geder Lahotza. It's a Geder for Hotzah, Shem Natir Letaltel Kol Dovar, Yovay Al Yideze Gam Lohitzi Mirushus. This appears in a Gemara on Daf Kuf Chav Dalid Amud Aleph, going on to Amud Beis in Masechah Shabbos, where the Gemara alludes, it's not Mefurish in the Gemara, the Gemara alludes to the fact that Beis Shammai is going to be Machmir on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Well, actually, the Gemara there is talking about on Yom Tov, is going to be more Machmir on Yom Tov for Muktzah, because Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to be motzi on Yom Tov. And therefore, the Gemara says, Beis Shammai is going to be more machmir on muktzah in Yom Tov. That's what the Gemara writes from Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. So, of course, it's a big hasaga of the Achronim, which we're not going to discuss, because this requires too much lamdus. If it would be my morning shir, I definitely would spend time, how to be miyashev, why the Rambam did not. There are Teirutzim, why the Rambam did not quote the Gemara. But the Ravi gives the reason of the Gemara, the Rambam omits it. Again, the Gemara it says it derech agav. The Gemara says that according to Beis Shammai, it will be more machmir amuktzah, because on Yom Tov, because there's an Isser to carry on Yom Tov also Beis Shammai. We know that Beis Shammai is more machmir when it comes to mitoch on Yom Tov. And therefore, Beis Shammai is going to be machmir on Tiltul as well. So the Gemara seems to be saying that the Gemara says, "Tiltul atul otzah ninu." It's tiltul not atul otzah. So Mesiach lefi tumah, the Gemara seems to give this reason of Hotzah. The Ravid's diuk in the Gemara is not a fancy diuk, it's almost mefurish in the Gemara. And it requires the Teirutzim of the Gedolei Achronim to be miyashiv why the Rambam didn't give that reason, but it's probably for a technical reason. At the end of the day, the Gemara is within Beis Shammai. There are other things that one could say in terms of explaining why that Gemara doesn't apply. Now, Aaron has a good question, and there are more questions that we could ask. If you take a look at our cover page, we have question number one and question number seven are very, the first and the last question are extremely, extremely important. Number one, is Muktzah min HaTorah or Midrabbanan? So Aaron really alluded to that in his question. On the one hand, the Rambam says L'man Yanuach. On the other hand, the Rambam said Asru Chachamim L'Talta. And by the way, that question is quite complicated because of another phenomenon. Let me start with a Geshmak introduction just in terms of Limud. I have an interesting theory. I'd like to hear what the Talmidim think about this theory. Noah might have heard this from me in previous years. My theory is that the Rif, when he discusses big sugyas, will only discuss that sugya at the end of the Masechta, even though it appears many, many times through the Masechta. For example, in Masechta's Gittin, the Rif discusses Eide Chasima Karsi, Eide Masir Karsi at the end of the Masechta. In Masechta's Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtov is about Hilchos Muktzah. The Rif only discusses it at the end of the Masechta. Masechta's Ksubis, which is about Hilchos Ksuba, the Rif only discusses it at the end of the Masechta. Muktzah in Masechta Shabbos and Beitza is one of the most complicated sugyas because A, the Gemara never gives us hagdaras. B, we have Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda fighting left and right, as we're going to see shortly in the Aruch HaShulchan that I have photocopied in front of you, throughout Masechta Shabbos about Muktzah. And the Psakim don't seem to line up because on the one hand we paskin like Rabbi Shimon that the Gemara says that he doesn't hold of Muktzah, yet at the same time we all know that we're learning Hilchos Muktzah. So what is going on? So number one, question number one, is Muktzah biblically or rabbinically prohibited? And question number seven, Masechta Shabbos is replete with disagreement of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon over Muktzah. What are they arguing about? And this is going to be also connected to the issue of whether Muktzah is d'oraisa or Muktzah is d'rabbanan. As the Chsam Sofer points out, let me start this way. Let's make things very practical. In terms of question number one, what's a nafkamina whether Muktzah is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? What would be the practical application? Very, very easy. Safek. Of course, whenever you have a shayla, safek Muktzah. So here, let me start off as like a kasha, as an introduction. I can even present to you as a kasha. In 3 weeks from now, you're going to tell me it's a klotz kasha. But now it's going to sound good, okay? In Simin Tov Tzadi Ches, Siv Gimel, in Hilchos Yomtiv, the Mechaber writes expressly that Muktzah is only derabbanan and not d'oraisa, and therefore Safek Muktzah, one could be lenient. Okay? Safek Muktzah. And by the way, that's the correct halacha. 90% of the time. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself, on that halacha, in Simin Tov Tzadiches, Siv Gimel, points out that in Simin Tov Tzadi Zayin, in a case of Safek Muchan, there, at least on Yom Tov, in Tav Tzadi Zayin, we're machmir, and a safek muchan is aser. And the answer to the question of that supposed stira is that there is no stira. But rather, there are many different categories of muktzah. Before we get that, many of you know there's something called muktzah machmas gufo, and klisha melachto le'iser, and muktzah machmas chisar and kis. That will be in future shiurim. But even before that, way, way, way before that, there are actually different issues in Muktzah that not are only a question of different types of Isser Tiltel, but there's a super issue of Muktzah that goes that comes before the Isser of Tiltal. And I'll explain what I mean. In your photocopies, you have two very, very different examples in Chazal of Muktzah. I'm going to start with the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. If you take a look, the Mishnah there is talking about different types of kelim you're allowed to use and you're not allowed to use. The name of Rabbi Yossi, page number 3. And over there, the Gemara says, Barishayin Tana Rabbanan, 7 lines before the Y. Barishayin HaYa'imrim Shleisha Kelim Nitalim B'Shabbos. Once upon a time, listen to this. This is a fascinating Gemara. Once upon a time, the amount of kelim that we were allowed to be metaltel were just 3 kelim. Miksoa shel dvela, something that was used to cut figs, and then a sack in cotton. And then the Gemara says, Itiru v'chazru v'itiru v'chazru v'itiru, ad sheyomru kol hakelim nitalim b'Shabbos, chutz min ha-meser ha-gadol v'yaseit shel charisha. Now the Gemara goes on to tell us on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet that I didn't photocopy for you, that this is based on the pasuk in Nehemiah, where Nehemiah describes that your tiltul on Shabbos should be different than your tiltul during the rest of the week. So the Gemara says that once upon a time there was an Isser of many kelim, and the only kelim we were allowed to use was 3 kelim. And where does this come from? The Gemara calls this Gzeiras Nehemiah. That's one. But there's a very, very different form of Muktzah that you might be familiar with from Maseches Beitzah. Let's take a look at Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Beitzah. See, what do we have photocopy? Beis Amud Aleph or Beis Amud Beis? Both. Beis Amud Aleph and Beis Amud Beis. Everybody is relatively familiar with the Mishnah in Beitzah, and we'll go slowly if it's relatively new for you as well. And that's the case of Beitzah Shenolda B'Yom Tov. A Beitzah that was born on Yom Tov, that we paskin like Beis Hillel, that says that you're not allowed to eat it. The source, the Gemara says, could very well be based on Beis Amud Beis, and that is the pasuk about 15 lines from the bottom of Beis Amud Beis, V'hoyo b'yoyim hashishi v'ichinu es asher yaviyu. Chol meichin l'shabbos v'chol meichin l'yomtev, v'ein yomtev meichin l'shabbos v'ein shabbos meichinu l'yomtev. This is referred to as Hachana de Rabba. Hachana de Rabba means that the items that are used on yomtev have to be prepared from chol, and they can't be prepared on Shabbos itself. That already might be a makar de oraisa for some halachos amukta. According to Rabba, hachana de Rabba is a din de oraisa. Very, very different than gzeiras nechemia. Gzeiras nechemia is a gzeira of tiltul. If you take a look at the last photocopy of our booklet, the Chaye Adam suggests that it could very well be that many concepts of Muktzah really are based on a smachta of that pasuk ve'chinu es asher yaviyu. Chaye Adam in the beginning of Klal Samach Vav. Venerly, after he quotes the Rambam and Ravid, he writes, Venerly lehoisef oitam, shekivon sherocha chom lesar muktzah, Samchu devreim ala pasuk veichinu es asher yaviyu. The ikum man da'amar bi gemara mi pasuk zed de muktzah udaraisa. Now this is a gemara in Psachim adaf mem zayin amabez. I think I did this as a halacha from the daily daf on Psachim mem zayin amabez. If you like to look back, we don't paskin like the opinion that says muktzah is daraisa. We paskin like the man da'amar who holds muktzah derabban. Now what type of muktzah here are we talking about? We're talking about a case of an egg that was laid on Shabbos and wasn't prepared before Shabbos. That is called muktzah. Rabba was talking about using Shabbos to prepare Yom Tov or Yom Tov to prepare for Shabbos. And then a derivative of Rabbah is this halacha of Muktzah, which says that the item has to be prepared before Shabbos. According to the Chai Adam, it might not be a din d'oraisa, but it's based on the pasuk of Echinu es asher yaviru. So far, we have two distinct categories. We have what we're going to call gzeiras tiltul, which is the Gemara Kuf Chav Gimel Amebeis, which we're going to have to analyze in more detail, which is going to be 90% of our limud together. That's klishim lachtolis and muktzah machmas kusar and kis da muktzah machmas gufo and so on. But you're going to come across many sugyas of muktzah which don't necessarily fall into that category, but according to the Chaya Adam, fall into the category of echinu es asher yaviru. How do we paskin? Safek muchan of achana de rabba. That's the oraisa, as we quoted from Tav Tzadi Zayin in Hilchos Yom Tov. Muktzah is the Rabbanan. Muktzah itself. But it might be based on an asmachta from Vechinu Es Asher Yaviu. So therefore, we're going to have three categories of Safek. We're going to have a category of Safek if we're talking about Gzeiras Tiltul, Safek the Rabbanan Lekula. We're going to have a category of Safek if we're going to have a Safek Muktzah, which also goes Midrabanan, because we don't paskin muktzah as d'oraisa according to Amman Domer Psachim Mem Zayin Amabez. And then we're going to have Achana d'Rabba, which is going to be an Isser d'oraisa, and then we're going to go l'chomra. So we already see three different categories lahalacha in terms of muktzah.
I don't understand the difference between the second one and the first one.
Okay, excellent. So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Well, first of all, conceptually, we already have a very, very big difference in terms of where it's coming from. One is a gzeira, right? One is a gzeira. The other is based on the prohibition that you need to prepare things before Shabbos. You need to have things prepared before Shabbos. Now, what's the time? How does that connect to the Rambam's Tamim? That we might get back to later on. But that's the answer. Remind me your first name.
Natan.
That's the answer to your question, Natan. That the second one is based on Ve'echinu, that there's a chiyuv to be meichin before Shabbos. You could also say a lot of things in Avodas Hashem about that you need to be meichin before Shabbos. If it wasn't Mucham before Shabbos, then it's going to be Asr Midrabanan. And then there's things that are Asr Mitam Gzeira. Okay. We still haven't answered Aaron's question entirely. Because, even though I found the Pasuk, that Pasuk is not relevant to the Rambam. That Pasuk, Ve'chinu Es Asher Yaviu, is Hachana D'Rabba. Maybe it's an Asmachta, but it's not Leman Yonuach, right? Okay. I also have another Bam Kasha. And I'm indebted to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who makes a reference to a fascinating Ha'ara, and we're going to use the approach to Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simen Shin Ches, Sif Yud Zayin. I did not photocopy it for you, because I remembered the Yisod, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. I did not remember that I had seen in the where I had seen it. And I looked back, a great sefer, by the way, Kedarko B'Kodesh has a fantastic Hakdama to Muktzah as well as the Yalkut Yosef. The Yalkut Yosef quotes this Shulchan Aruch HaRav. That's how I know it. I know a Gemara as well that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav already made reference to. Tzarechiyun number one is Aaron's question. After we have our three Hakdaras, is it d'oraisa l'man yinuach, or is it iser tiltul chachamim? So rechiyun number two is there seems to be a contradiction to the Gemara in Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis that we just read about Gzeres Nechemia. Of course, Ezra Nechemia are the period of rebuilding Bayis Sheni. Take a look at our photocopy from Daf Lamed Amud Beis in Shabbos. In Lamed on the Beis, we have a famous story. Amazing, amazing story. And that is Ptiras David HaMelech. David HaMelech, the Gemara tells us, has an amazing agadita, that David HaMelech knew he was destined to die on Shabbos. David HaMelech didn't want to die, and he learned the entire Shabbos. And the Gemara describes that it was Shalshudas time that he went out and he slipped on a stair. He stopped for a moment learning, and then Parcha Nishmasa. The Gemara describes, it's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara describes that after he passed away, the first thing Gemara says, V'noch Nafshe, eight lines from the top, says, the first one line is Nafshe, Sholach Shleim Lebei Midrasha, and Shlomo HaMelech sends to the Beis Medrash. It's also a Musar. Abba Meis, Melech Yisrael, to the point that David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, all of Mashiach is through Malchus based David. Malchus based David will never be erased. Sholchel Shleim Lebei Midrasha, Abba Meis Umutal B'chama, V'Klovim Shel Beis Abba Re'evim. David HaMelech's corpse is in the sun, and the dogs are hungry. Ma'asa, what should I do? Sholchule chatoch nevela v'hanech lefnei akalu. V'avicha, you could pacify the dogs by throwing them a piece of meat. V'avicha hanech alav kikar etinok v'tiltala. And you could put a kikar v'tinok. Unfortunately, this is a halacha l'maisa. That if a mace... Well, maybe we'll get to it in the appropriate stage of in Hilchos Muktzah. If a mace needs to be moved on Shabbos, then a kikar is put on the mace. I say unfortunately, because of Chas Chodesh, such a thing happens. That's the way a mace is moved on Shabbos. I was once in a case where there's a tira, and that's how the mace was moved. Now it's a question: How does the kikar matir move the mace? Kikar is a piece of bread, it's a loaf of bread. So that's how the mace is gonna be moved. Tov. Rabosai, what was the shaila? The shaila was that David was Muktza. Right? We're gonna learn in Hilchos Muktza that there are times that when something is Muktza, and if you have an item that's both Heter and Iser together, you're allowed to move it because there's Heter. We'll get to the bottom of that as well. This is a tremendous chiddush because everybody knows it's a joke. The reason why we put the kikar on was to move the mace. Normally, you're not allowed to do that. You know, you're not allowed to, if you want to move your phone on Shabbos and you just put a piece of food on, now you're allowed to move the phone. It was a special dispensation that's made for kvod mace. But that's the halacha. So what's the kasha, Rabosai Tzarechi, in number two, bomb kasha, that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is the first one that I'm aware that really brought this point out. Question number two is, wait a second. But at the end of the day, don't we have an issue of Muktza already before Nehemiah? We already see there's an issue of Muktza even before Nehemiah. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, not the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that he did his job already, comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan has an absolutely fantastic hakdama to all of Hilchos Muktza. Moran HaChofetz Chaim really doesn't explain to us too much about how Muktza works on these levels, and the Aruch HaShulchan does an amazing job. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan and he writes as follows. In Sifkot and Aleph, he summarizes the Rambam. In Sifkot and Beis, he summarizes the Ravid. And then in Sifkot and Gimel, he partially answers the Rambam. Vinirali, the divrei Rambam tzoidkim umuchrochim, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rambam is correct. The isak adaitach the tchilas gzeres muktza hischilu b'yemei Nechemia eich etiru v'chazer v'yitiru. So we have Aaron's question. We have our question based on Shulchan Aruch HaRav between two Gemaras. That was Tzarechiyu number two. And now we have the Aruch HaShulchan's kasha, which is Tzarechiyu number three. And that is, everybody knows that if there's a gzera that's made, so then in such a case, how do you annul the gzera? You need a bezdin, shegadol mimenu b'chachma u'b'minyan. According to the Gemara that we read in Kuf Chav Gimel Mebeis, from the time of Nehemiah, they asserted us being metaltal all kelim. So how could the Tanoim and the Amoraim do chazru ve'etiru, chazru ve'etiru? The Gemara never says that they reconvened and they decided that they were of a higher madrega of Nehemiah. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's kasha. So you got them three tzarech yunz. Number one, Aaron's kasha l'man yinuach versus Isser Gzera. Number two is it from the time of David? Does it go already back to David HaMelech? Or does it start with Nehemiah? At least Bayis Rishon or just by Bayis Sheni? And number three, how do you have Chazur V'tiru? Says Aruch HaShulchan Yisod Gadol. He says, V'lo mistaber, five lines into Siv Chatan Gimel in Aruch HaShulchan. V'lo mistaber she'achroinim ha'yu gedolim me'er Rishonim. V'gam lo mistaber she'bimnei Nehemiah atzmo hitiru v'chazur v'tiru. That was the point that I emphasized. If there were Nevi'im that asered, how could later even Tanoim come and be Matir? Answers the Aruch HaShulchan, Sifkot and Dalit. And this will answer Aaron's Tzarech Yun as well. That at the end of the day, it must be that Muktza was a Iser Shvus, which you're familiar, means an Iser Derabbanan, that goes back to the Pasuk that says Tishbos, and as the Ramban is Ma'arich in Sefer Vayikra, that the Shvusim of the Derabbanans were already included in the Pasuk of Laman Tishbos. Aruch HaShulchan says it very, very sharply. Aruch HaShulchan even goes so far as to say that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the halachos of Muktzah. It comes from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Ubishas, first word on line is Ubishas. Eight lines from the bottom, on page Kuf Yud in Aruch HaShulchan. Ubishas Matan Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Rabbeinu L'chol Shvusei Shabbos Al Pi Hashem. V'atayra Klala B'loshen Tishbos. The B'loy HaShvusim Ein Kan Shvisa Klal. Without the Shvusim, then we're not going to rest. So, of course, we can now answer Aaron Tzarech Yun as well. The Laman Yanuach, this vart of Laman Yanuach that the Rambam is saying, is the Chachamim were giving us examples, they were mefaret, they spelled out, examples that Moshe Rabbeinu had already initiated, which were part of the mitzvah of Laman Tishbos, and hence the Lashon HaRambam is actually Kaftor Fuferach. Asru Chacham L'Taltal, the Chachamim spelled out the Isser Tiltal that the Rambam in Perek Chof Hei is going to enumerate. Why? Because it already goes back to Laman Yinuch. Now it is interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan uses the Pasuk of Tishbos, because that's where the Ramban says his famous Yisod, that the Shlusim are all included under the category of Laman Tishbos. The Rambam quoted the Aseres HaDibros, Laman Yinuch. Either way, that is the answer to the question. And that answers Tzarech Yun number three as well. Tzarech Yun number three was, at the end of the day, where did it start? Did it start with the Gzeir of Nehemiah? Or does it go back to the time of Shlomo HaMelech? The answer is it goes way back, even before Shlomo HaMelech. It goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. It goes back to Laman Yimnuach. According to Ramban, it goes back to Laman Tishbos. However, it was never formulated as a Din D'oraisa. The only thing that was formulated as a din d'oraisa was Rabba's din, according to some, muktzah as well. And I'll explain in a moment what muktzah is also, in contrast to Gzeirah's Tiltal. And then you have the Gzeirah of Tiltal, which was a separate category, but that was also included in Laman Tishbos, or Laman Yanuach. According to Ramban, Laman Tishbos, according to Rambam, Laman Yanuach. With that so, maybe we could even go a step further. We pointed out that the Rambam gave different reasons, right? The Rambam gave the first reason of being Laman Yanuach, and then he said you might come to do Malacha on Shabbos. And for that reason they ossered Kalim. We're going to come across a very, very important area of Muktzah, and that is Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. A keli that's used for Isser. In fact, let's take a look right now and see the Mishnah Brura's in his Hakdama, where he summarizes that Muktzah could be broken down. And here, what the Mishnah Berurah is summarizing is not our summary. What he's summarizing are the basic categories that are going to come up in Hilchos Muktzah in the next few simanim. Our introduction is different than the Mishnah Berurah because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't touch Mukhan. He doesn't touch this unique category of that you called category number two, Natan. He just gives us practical examples of Muktzah. Let's see what he calls the four most important categories of Muktzah. Vida. We left off at Vida. Vida de Mikan at Sov Simin Shin Yud Beis Nizbar Arba Chalokim Shel Muktzah. We're going to have four, and I emphasize over here, four practical categories of Muktzah. We've been discussing different Mikoros for Muktzah. Here, the Mishnah Berurah is describing four different practical categories of Muktzah. Chelek Echad, the first one's called Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. Dahainu, Kli Sh'adam Makbid Alav Shelo Yifkon Velo Yiskalkel. That's referring to an item that we don't move on Shabbos, because it's expensive. And for some reason, emphasis here on some reason, we're going to get to that some reason, but for some reason, Chazal or Makbid, that you can't move them around on Shabbos. Chelek Sheni, second category, Dover She'enu Kli V'lo Maichol Adam V'lo Maichol Behema. An item that's neither a utensil nor food, Kigon Avonim V'konim Umos V'eitzim V'koros V'ofer V'chol U'meis U'bal Chaim U'grogos V'tzimukim Shemenucham M'mokim Shemis Yabshim. And different grapes and dates that have been sitting in the sun to dry out. Actually, the most important word over here is delochazi. Items that are not usable on Shabbos. Umikri muktzah machmas gufo. And those are called muktzah machmas gufo. In other words, the guf has been muktzah. What does the word muktzah mean? Let's translate the word. Lahaktsot means that it's been designated. Now, you could designate an item in a positive sense, or in Hilchos Muktzah, it actually means in the negative sense. Muktzah means that it's been designated and pushed aside from human use. So, Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis means that people don't use it all the time because it's expensive. Muktzah Machmas Gufo means that what are you going to use a rock for? You're going to throw it at cars on Shabbos? That's ridiculous. So what are you going to use the rock for? So that's muktzah machmas gufo. That's muktzah machmas gufo. What are you going to use it for? That's the second practical example of muktzah. Chelek shlishi, the third practical example. Klisha melachto le'iser, a utensil that's normally used for iser. And that we gave an example of a hammer. Chelek revi, the fourth, and that's called a basis ledavara asur. If you have a heter item, like a desk, and the only thing that's sitting on it, this is not halacha l'maisa. We'll see, there's so many variables here. But the only thing that's sitting on it is a marker, so then in such a case, it could be that the desk is a basis l'davar asur, an item for a davar asur. Those are the four categories. Now, Rabosai, I want to add, if I may, that what was the case of Shlomo HaMelech? It's a category that we call of muktzamach of David and Shlomo, muktzamach maskufa, dead bodies, muktzamach maskufa. What did the Rambam say in the reason of Laman Yanuach? The Rambam said that we're afraid that what are people going to do? People going to involve themselves in non-Shabbos things. What are Shabbos things? What is total of heter? Total of heter means that I'm moving something l'tzorech Shabbos. Let me share with you something absolutely startling. For those of you who have Mishnah Berurah in front of you, Simin Shinches Siv Dalet. Kli Shemalachta Leheter. You know what a Kli Shemalachta Leheter is? This sefer, this desk without the muktzah item on it. Kli shemalach leheter, not muktzah, right? So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Kli shemalach leheter, you're not allowed to move it shelo letzorech klal. If it's no tzorech, you're not allowed to move it. That's also part of the iser total. What's the idea? Again, what's the pshat? Your total has to be letzorech Shabbos. If it's an item that's muktzah, So then it can't be Letzarech Shabbos. It's a rock. What are you going to be using it for on Shabbos? If it's a mace, you can't bury the mace on Shabbos. Why do you want to move it? Shelo yei tiltucha b'Shabbos ki tiltucha b'chol. It could very well be, but just a second, let me just finish the idea and then I want to hear what you say, Michael. It could very well be that that's what the Rambam is saying when he says Leman Yanuach. The Rambam there is saying Leman Yanuach, that a person needs to rest on Shabbos. What does it mean to rest? It doesn't mean to relax. It means that every one of his tiltal on Shabbos has to be Letzorech Shabbos. And moving those items, if they're not muchan for Shabbos, is aser. That's the nature of the iser. And that's the Leman Yanuach. What was the Rambam's other category? An iser item. An iser item is aser for a different reason. A klisha melachto le'iser might be aser for a different reason. A klisha melachto le'iser is going to be aser. Why? Because a person might come to do melacha. And the Rambam puts it in a separate category. So I just want to point out that there is this category of muktza, as we're going to see. I'm going to elaborate in the Aruch HaShulchan, and then I'll take your right before that. That there are items that are not muchan, that I want to argue, l'aniyas daiti, according to the Rambam, fall into the category of l'man yanuach. And those are rocks and so on and so forth. And that will help us with this introduction understand the machlokis in between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda that you have throughout Shas. Islay muktza, leslay muktza. That might be those categories of Leman Yanuach. According to the Chai Adam, it has a biblical source of Eichinu Eis Asher Yaviu. You're supposed to prepare those items before Shabbos as a source in the Torah. We paskin muktzas derabban, and it's only an asmachta, but that is all a fulfillment of Leman Yanuach. Then we have another shvus that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Aruch HaShulchan. That's klisha melachto l'iser. Those are items that if you're going to allow the person to move around his phone, he's going to use the phone on Shabbos. It's aser. You allow him to play around with the hammer, he's going to come to use it on Shabbos. It's aser. So that's a deeper understanding from the poskim. This is not ten min chasis, ten min musar. It's within the poskim about understanding what muktza is based on and the different makoros. And we've now answered all the three tzarachiyuns. Now I want to take your harm, but just one more point. Now let's go to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Let's take a look now at the Aruch HaShulchan continues to give his beautiful hakdam. He says, "Vidavar Yedua." I'm going to make bullet points over here in Sif Vav. "Vidavar Yedua shebechol Maseches Shabbos nechleku Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon ben Muktza." Throughout Maseches Shabbos, I pointed out to you that the Rif only concludes Maseches Beitza at the end with Hilchos Muktza, where he decides who we pass like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. Throughout Maseches Shabbos and Beitza, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Muktza. However, there's a problem. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon, says Aruch HaShulchan, that doesn't hold of Muktza. V'im tishal, siv zayin, kivon de kaimalon, ki Rabbi Shimon de leslay Muktza. If you're going to ask siv zayin, six lines from the bottom, that we follow Rabbi Shimon who doesn't hold the muktza, im kein, mazeh dine muktza shasurim. So what is this dine muktza? That's aser, we pass like Rabbi Shimon. The answer is, let's go back to our category. O dover she'ena muchan. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if it's not muchan legamri, like a mace, what are you going to use a mace for? That's not Mucha Lagamri. Then Rabbi Shimon, of course, agrees. There's no machlokas. However, there are items that are in between. A rock. There's no machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. When we say we paskin like Rabbi Shimon that there is no muktza, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we're not talking with an item that's entirely not Mucha L'Shabbos. Why? As we developed, if it's not Mucha L'Shabbos, why are you being metaltalit? But there's an in-between category. Continues the Aruch HaShulchan on the let's see, where's the best place to start? Yeah. Sifches. Ela mauze mukze shenechliku bo Rabbi Yehuda v'alach Rabbi Shimon. Zehu bedavar sheroi letashmish. Ela shiyesh ala mukze bepoel. It's an item that's roi for shimush, but practically, it's not easy to use. For example, he says a davar mos. Or mukze machmas otzer. Mukze machmas otzer means that the person put it up on his roof and its fruits to dry in the sun. So if you put items up in your roof to dry in the sun, so you are makze it biyadayim. You are makze it biyadayim. That's even a mukze the Rabbi Shimon. That's a mukze that we're now going to have a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. On the one hand, what? On the one hand, the item is roi. On the other hand, there's something that's practical that was put away. Or, you have a davar shemalachto l'isser. You have a davar shemalachto l'isser. On the one hand, the davar shemalachto l'isser has no purpose on Shabbos, because you don't build homes on Shabbos. On the other hand, you could use the hammer to break nuts. So here, Rabbi Shimon holds, as we're going to discuss in detail, that you are allowed to use a hammer, l'tzorech gufo. So there the item is not entirely mukzah. And that's going to be the machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, where you have these middle categories. But of course, Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Yehuda in the extreme cases of mukzah. Rabosai, well, let's give a couple hashlochos, halacha l'maisa already. We can't do much in terms of, because all this was one hakdama. Comes along the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer, in his hakdama to Maseches Beitza, tells us, as we were medayik in the Rambam, is it mutter to touch mukza or not? So says the Chassam Sofer, what did we see in the Rambam? We were medayik that the Rambam says, tiltul is that which is asr. Mashma, negiyah is mutter. I remember one of my first spiritual crises as a child, as a young child, was playing tag on Shabbos, and one of the kids, who I sensed wasn't as religious as the rest of the group, said, car is going to be the base. And I said to myself, it's muktzah. That was what I remember as a child. So for years and years and years, I wondered whether I was really right. Is the car muktzah? So if you don't move the car, minastam it's mutter to touch the car. At least the way the Rambam said. And that's how we paskin. It's the isser is tiltul. It's not isser negiyah. Says the Chassam Sofer, but it depends on what the source is. If the isser is the gzera of tiltul, then it could very well be that's gzera's tiltul. Klishel nachtul isser, tiltul. But what about Rabba's din? Ve'ichinu es asher yaviu. The paradigmatic source in the Torah, Rabba's din. So Rabba's din, ve'ichinu es asher yaviu, is preparing what? Is that the food that you eat on Yom Tov has to be already prepared beforehand. And you can't use Shabbos to prepare for Yom Tov. That, claims the Chassam Sofer, is an isra achila. Says the Chassam Sofer, the halacha is the chametz on Pesach is asur to touch. Because if there's an isra achila, a lot of times midrabanan, there's an isra negiya, not an isra tiltal. So a nafkamina of whether it comes from Ve'ichinu Es Asher Yaviu, if you want to see where it is in the Chassam Sofer starts out, it's in the beginning. Mamish, the first thing in the beginning of the Masechta, he says, if it's an Isser Tiltul, Tiltul's Asser. But if it's an Isser Achila, so then in such a case, then it's going to be an Isser of Negiyah as well. And he spells that out only on the next page. Yahakdama, he points out that there's an Isser Achila, Isser Tiltul. The Chassam Sofer claims the only Isser Daraisa Mukta would be an Isser of Achila. It would be an Isser Achila. And anything that we're talking about that's an Isser of Tiltul will only be Midrabbana. And therefore, that's going to be a Nafkamina between between the two. Of course, as we got through saying that the Isser of Tiltul, the Isser of Safek, the Shaila of Safek, is going to be tolling this question as well. If you hold Muktzas Doraisa, so you'd have to be Machmer on the Safek. We pass in Muktzas Dorabanan, in other words, a Muktza item that means a rock. We pass in Muktzas Dorabanan, and since we pass in Muktzas Dorabanan, so then in such a case, Safek will be able to be Makel as well. That's right. So that's right. For most, we would be Makel. The only case that we'd be Machmir would be in Is of Hachana de Rabba. If someone, if there was a case in which a person prepared or an egg was laid from Shabbos to Yom Tov, so then in such case that egg would have an Isser Negiyah. But otherwise, we paskin that there's an Isser Tiltul. Another Hashlacha. Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Avi Shore.
Okay, Avi. Yes. Ah, that's fascinating. Right, of course, there's the famous mistake, right? Yeah. Right, where the Nachash pushes Chava against the tree and says, you see, nothing happened. But the mistake was that she was told not to touch the tree. I never saw it, Sushtel. That's interesting. That's an interesting parallel. Right. It wasn't on Shabbos, but there is a lot of connection over there between the Eitz Hadas. There's a Yesh al ma'alivnos. You could build a little bit on it. Another hashlacha of this idea is something I actually discussed in Musar. And that is when we were discussing what's it called? The kosher switch and the, even before that was the Shabbos app, right? The kosher switch is the real Shabbos. The Shabbos app is probably some type of joke. But in both kinds, we did both of them. The kosher switch we discussed, Alib de Hilchus. The Shabbos app we discussed in a Musar Shmuz. And we made reference to Rav Nevenzal's Ha'ara on this Mishnah Berura. Take a look at Rav Nevenzal's Ha'ara over here. Rav Nevenzal's approach is a little bit different than what we said up until now from the Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Nevenzal asks Aaron's Kasha, Tzarech Yon number one. It's the first photocopy. My Rebbe's has Ha'aris on the bottom of the Mishnah Berura. By the way, I say this every year, but I'll say it again. Rav Nevenzal Shlita knows Mishnah Berura kemat by heart. I'm Eda Meid. And what even makes it more fantastic is his son says as he grew up, he doesn't remember seeing his father learning Mishnah Berura. He's constantly learning Shas. He knows Mishnah Berura by heart, but he's constantly learning Shas. That's what Reb Chizkiya remembers him doing, is learning Shas, not reading a lot of in Shas or Tshuva Sepaskim, but he knows. And the other thing is, he knows the Mishnah Berura better than he knows his own comments on the bottom, which in itself is amazing. You think about, you prepare a chabura, right? And you work a chabura and something, and you said a chabura, so you remember the chabura you said, right? By him, it's the opposite. Now, it's also a function of something else, and that is that he didn't write the Yitzchak Ikar. Yitzchak Ikar is written by a Talmud Chacham, who was a Talmud of his in Yeshiva HaKotel, and Rav Nevenzal looked it over. But just this week, Rav Nevenzal, and this happens every once in a while, Rav Nevenzal will tell me, yeah, I wrote that, but it's not halacha l'maaseh. Just this week, I showed him a kasha that he asked, and he said, but I decided to have a teretz. I don't think it's a kasha. So it's not like it's, in many ways, it's well known amongst the Talmidim that the B'Yitzchak Ikari isn't necessarily always halacha l'maaseh. So that's something that, just in terms of Shimush, some people get upset when I say that, but it's true. You have to say what's true. He doesn't get upset when I say that. Okay. He asks Aaron's question. Aaron's question was that at the end of the day, Vikasha, take a look, it's in the first line in the B'Yitzchak Ikari. Vikasha lefizem mukta yisur midaraisa. According to this, mukta should be asur min haTorah. Ela nira, so he answers the following. The tiltul ba'akroi osarak midarabanan. If you're metaltel once on Shabbos, it's asa midrabbanan. Avo metaltel kol ayom v'hofech es yashabbos liyom chol, asa midoraisa. It's an interesting teretz, no? That once, if he's metaltel, it's asa midrabbanan. But if he spends his whole day, because what the Rambam say, he's mevatel l'man yenuach, then it's asa midoraisa. And then Rav Nevin Zal has an amazing chap. And this is where we get into the Musar component. He then says, based on this, if a person runs a factory on Shabbos, in which all of the melachos that are done are through grama, even though he's not over all the any one of the 39 melachos because of grama, he's over the Isser Daraisa of L'man Yenuach. And the source is this Rambam, that it's possible for a person to violate L'man Yenuach without doing a single one of the 39 melachos. Moreinu Rabbeinu Shlita 30 years ago made this ha'ara before the kosher switch came out. And I discussed with him that the kosher switch, if it would be used off and on Shabbos, in other words, if a person would be turning it off and on, going in and out of the room through grama, then he said, for sure, he's over this. To which then I said, so why didn't Rebbe publicize in his letter this svara? He just said that it's Asr, as Gedol Yisrael said that Grama is Asr. He said, because he didn't want people to say that he would hold that if you did it once, it's Mutter. That's why he didn't write the Svar. But Eina Hanami, that this is the real response to the kosher switch. Ayin Sham, we've spoken about this in the past. And Kol HaTorah Kula Chatura Achas, all Torah is connected. So in Hilchas Muktzah is actually Megala Yisod Gadol, in terms of Grama and Shabbos, Saliba Lemayri Virabi Shlita. I don't know if all I have developed in the past. When Noah was here last year, we developed that other poskim won't necessarily agree with this. But according to our Rebbe, that's what will come out. That if Grama is being used throughout Shabbos, so then in such a case, then that's this Rambam L'man Yenuach. You have to be great to be able to see that in the Rambam. To be able to see all that in the Rambam. It's slightly different. Rav Nevin Zal Shlita's Mahalach is different than the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying that it's part of the Shvus of Laman Tishbos, and therefore Laman Yenuach. Rav Nevin Zal is being Mechalik. He's saying that it will be a Din Doraisa if you're Metalto Mukts in the entire Shabbos. I know we're all itching to start Halacha L'maisa, and Emir Tzah Hashem, once we have this Hagdama, and the most important in terms of the practical is to know that we're going to break the shiurim up into four different categories: muktzah machmas gufo, klisha melach d'liyaser, etc., etc. Those four categories, but those four categories themselves are based on a broader scheme of gzeiras tiltul. The gzeiras tiltul, according to the approach that we see from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Biramiza, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it's mefurish in the Aruch HaShulchan, already goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that explains and that answers Aaron's question. And that might also shed light on the fact that there were gzeros of tiltul, that you might come to do malacha and other gzeros. And then there's this broader idea that your tiltul has to be, as I showed you. I don't think any of us, when we started Hilchos Muktzah, I know when I started Hilchos Muktzah, I never thought of it this way. I thought Hilchos Muktzah was like there are certain things that are not Shabbistic. Okay, that's what muktzah is. Or you might come to do malacha. But I never realized that really at the core of muktzah is that you're supposed to use Shabbos for tiltul l'tzorech Shabbos. And therefore, any tiltul that's not l'tzorech, and therefore, if the item is not muchan l'Shabbos, then why are you being metaltel it? That's a totally different, the hashkafa behind it. The avoidah sheboi is that the whole Shabbos is supposed to be an avoidah of everything you do, everything, every sicha, every tiltul is a tiltul l'tzorech kedusha Shabbos. Michael, I apologize, I never got back to you.
There's a question.
I hope we answer. Yeah, I don't know. I asked Mechila, it took a while to get back to you. Yes. Mir Tashem, next week we're already, if you want to know, by the way, it'd be my pleasure to tell you the week before what I'm planning to do. Mir Tashem, next week we're gonna start with Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel. I'll tell you, Amesupak, whether to start Klisha Melach Dolis or Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis is in Sef Aleph. It happens to be one of the most complicated, and especially in our Mesorah from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, it's very complicated. So I think what we're going to do is I'm going to leave Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis for further on, and first we're going to start with Klisha Melach Dolis or Bezer Hashem. Yeah. Yeah. That's easier.
spend your whole day violating the Shacharit and not violating the Shacharit and being mitzvah al Motzah. So that is one, but it's violating the Issa Deraisa. What's violated Shabbos on a Deraisa level at the end of Shabbos?
No. In other words,
How many times do you need to?
I don't think it's that you're over on Shabbos. It's that every moment of Shabbos you turned it into Chol. The question is, what's the level of frequency? What's that? The Daseh of Laman Yanuach. But not at the end of Shabbos. That was every moment of Shabbos you turned it. That Shabbos you weren't Nach. So if you do it once, so then you didn't turn the whole Shabbos into it. I guess it's L'mafreya. As we're talking it out, it seems to me that would be L'mafreya. L'mafreya, every single moment of Shabbos was not L'man Yinuch. What's the frequency? I could ask him what would that be. And I think when he wrote it, it didn't dawn on him that we would be discussing when he said this, not when he wrote it, when he said this 35 years ago, I don't know if it dawned on him that we'd be discussing this halacha l'maisa in terms of grama, but I think this is the most important maramakum in terms of sugyos of grama and Shabbos. I'm also noged. I love my Rebbe's Torah, but I think that it's all the other cheshbonos of grama are this really hits at the core problem of grama b'Shabbos. It really gets at the core. Then there's yesh ladan, what's called a grama, what's not called a grama, and so on. Yezef, you were about to say. Mazel tov, Chassan. So great to see you, Baruch Hashem. Okay, we'll stop over here.